This is the Healthier Michigan Radio Show, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. The conversation today is about Blue Cross's commitment to making Michigan communities great places to live, work, and play. Paul Hilligan, CEO of the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, is on the other end of our line, and he's here to explain how Blue Cross is involved with this fund. Hello there, Paul. Thanks for your time today.
Hello, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about the health fund.
Paul, I don't know how many of our listeners are aware of exactly what the Michigan Health Endowment Fund is. Fill us in on what this is.
Well, the Michigan Health Endowment Fund was created by legislation when Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan became a nonprofit mutual insurer back in 2014. Under the provisions of the legislation, Blue Cross will pay more than $1.5 billion over the next 18 years, which in turn the health fund will invest in Michigan. Our mission is to provide grants to nonprofit organizations that focus on the health and wellness of children and seniors, really our most vulnerable citizens in Michigan. We have to take half of the $1.5 billion over the 18 years and place it in an endowment fund. So the fund will be sustainable beyond the 18-year period. But the other half will go into grant making to nonprofits and I think make a real difference for the people of Michigan.
And the idea behind it is to help improve health and wellness in Michigan, correct, Paul?
It is. Our focus is we have a strategic plan, and our focus is on preventive health, population health. What steps can we take in Michigan to prevent illness and injury? And so the board, which is appointed by the governor, nine members, has developed with staff, our relatively small staff, a strategic plan, and our focus areas are health, healthy food, access to healthy food and nutrition, and healthy living styles for children, as well as healthy aging, and mental health, behavioral health. And in addition to those three focus areas, we do have legislative mandates to be involved in such things as technology and transportation, areas, foster children, areas where we can assist vulnerable citizens in living healthy lifestyles and avoiding the need to go into hospitals and deal with disease or injury.
And it's a rather challenging goal to actually think that you would be able to help people improve their health and wellness. Can you give us some examples of what the Michigan Health Endowment Fund has been able to do so far?
Yes. In the first year, the board awarded sizable grants. An example would be the Food Bank Council of Michigan. And the Food Bank Council is currently doing mobile distribution of fruits and vegetables to those who need access to healthy food around the state. The Area Agencies on Aging Association of Michigan received a sizable grant to help older adults prevent falls and manage diabetes. Another great example is the Michigan Primary Care Association, which received a grant to implement coordinated health care teams. In other words, connect physical health with mental health. That's an interesting example because that $800,000 grant leveraged or received in matching dollars $7.2 million in federal funds to expand the program. Our goal is not only to provide direct grant money to statewide organizations, and we have a statewide mandate from the very northern part of the state down to the border. We want to assist organizations, and our goal is to learn from the grant making we do. We do evaluate the grants. We learn the lessons received from the grant making, and then we hope to inform public policy as well as collaborate with other foundations and hopefully encourage matching dollars from state and federal government for worthy programs.
Paul Hilligan, you've already done so much with this money. How has it worked so far? Are you seeing a lot of success with the Michigan Health Endowment Fund?
We have. It is early to measure results, but for example, this year we did grant making to community foundations around the state, and half of the the 29 grants to community foundations were focused on access to healthy food. And that reflects concern around the state, for example, about obesity levels. And we know that obesity can lead to diabetes. We know that obesity can lead to heart problems. To the extent we can work with citizens on eating healthier food, having access to healthier food, we think over time we will see positive results in bringing down some of the reasons that we have health issues in the state.
What kind of reaction have you gotten when you've gone into a community and given the money? Are people receptive to it?
Yes, indeed. The board in its first year did a listening tour to communities around the state. And what struck the Health Fund board members was the diversity of need, different concerns, for example, in more rural areas and in core urban areas, just transportation, having adequate transportation to healthcare providers, to grocery stores is a big issue. Other areas have concerns about infant mortality, for example. But the diversity of need and the interest in the Health Fund addressing those needs was very great, and that's now reflected in the kinds of programs we're offering for grants and the kind of response we've received from communities.
And it looks to me like you're paying a lot of attention to the aging population. Talk a little bit about that.
We are. That is one of our mandates. It's part of our mission. And one of the interesting things about aging is, and the need to provide grant making there, is that we did an environmental scan of what our foundations around the state doing in the way of addressing the diverse needs of the state. And really, a relatively small percentage of grant making goes to dealing directly with the concerns of the aging. And those concerns are about social isolation. 90% of us baby boomers want to live independently. But as we age and have needs for care, social isolation can affect mental health, it can affect physical health. And so visitation to seniors who are living alone is an important area. Again, healthy food, steps to diagnose and mitigate the impact of diabetes is a concern. And falls are a major source of injury and illness for seniors. And again, that's why the Area Agencies on Aging Association asked for support in that area. So we are going to be very involved with healthy aging. We are an aging population in the state, and I think we can fill a real gap there when it comes to foundation giving.
Paul, where can our listeners go to get more information?
We do have a website. It's healthendowmentfund.org. Or you can go to mhealthfund.com, and those who go there will see what grant programs we have offered and are offering currently. And we do have currently a grant program asking for proposals in the mental health area, as well as a responsive grant program where we're seeking proposals for smaller grants in a multiple, in a diverse range of areas and issues. So those who want to learn about us, please go to mhealthfund.com or healthendowmentfund.org and feel free to contact us.
Paul Hilligan, CEO of the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, thank you so much for your time today. It was really nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ann. And again, I appreciate the Blues making this possible for us to do for the state of Michigan.
And I'm Ann Thomas. You've been listening to the Healthier Michigan Radio Show, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. To learn more about Blue Cross's impact on communities across Michigan, visit miBluesPerspectives.com. And have a great week.